Well, there have been repeated statements and orders by the Supreme Court on the issue of electoral bonds. It's an issue which certainly affects the political system. It also affects business in the country and corporate interests. And as part of our effort at covering all sides of this argument, it's wonderful that we've got Mr. Mukul Rohtgi with us. He was in the Supreme Court yesterday, where he's spoken about his concerns, reflecting and representing the views of industry as well. Thanks, Mr. Rohtgi, very much for being with us. One of the arguments made in the Supreme Court was, even if the Supreme Court prohibited the electoral bond scheme, the prohibition should come into effect only prospectively and not retrospectively. That's one argument that's been made. Why should those who make contributions or have made contributions be punished? Is that the basic point that the industry voice that you are representing is trying to make?
See, Vishnu, let us start from looking at the whole thing in a wholesome manner. Now, the industry is an important part of a nation's economy. It contributes to the GDP. It contributes to the manufacturing base. It contributes to exports. It contributes to providing jobs. So it's extremely important. Now, when you have a scheme like this, which is backed by a sovereign guarantee, and people are invited to partake in that scheme, now, it's one thing to say that, you know, there is a case pending and there is some uncertainty. But the most important thing is that no industry, either by name or individuals, or even what is called in law in a representative capacity, was ever made a party to this case. So the case proceeded between the PIL petitioners on the one hand and the central government on the other hand. The SBI came in much later. So there was no real representation from another important stakeholder, namely the purchaser.
Yeah.
It is elementary that any judgment which is delivered must consider the stakeholder, all the stakeholders, the different divisions of stakeholders, the different compartments before you render a judgment. That's number one, which was not done. That right. was my grief. Number two, what are people supposed to do? You know, it takes 5 years or 7 years for a court to give verdict. People have partaken in that scheme. It has a sovereign guarantee. And suddenly they are told, no, no, now everything will become open. The idea was to have secrecy in order to, you know, root out black money. That was the idea of the scheme. Now, the scheme may be good, the scheme may be bad. The Supreme Court has the power to make its decision prospective. This power is only with the Supreme Court.
Yes.
It is not with any other court. The Supreme Court has done it innumerable times in the past. It's not normally done, but it can be done so as to settle all kinds of claims. That is what should have been done. And finally, let me tell you, when the names are out, that's the first thing which was a breach of secrecy, but assume that the names are out. So the names of the donors and the names of the receivers are out, which is fine. Now the question is, if you match a donor with the recipient, now if I have given money to a party in a state, which is the ruling party, the opposition may be in another state as the ruling party, etc., etc. I am not taking names. Obviously, there is a chance of victimization. I mean, if somebody comes to know that I have paid a party 1 rupee and I have not paid any party, even 10 paisa to the other party, the other party is going to say that if we are in power in some state or if we come to power, we are going to, take you to task. So this aspect of victimization is possible. I am not saying it will happen. And secondly, it also gives rise to unscrupulous elements
yes.
trying to take advantage. And let me remind you, Vishnu, in the black money case, which is called Ram Jethmalani's matter, where he himself was the petitioner, the argument was that all persons who have bank accounts overseas should be made public because by and large, they'll be fraudulent accounts. The Supreme Court said no. A lot of people are entitled to privacy. They may have genuine accounts. I mean, today you can have an account abroad, which is allowed. So idea is to have a balance between privacy and transparency. Now, right. this balance, according to me, was kind of tilted and willy-nilly It has caught people unaware, and they will now be subject, let me warn you, not only of this linking is one thing which will happen now by virtue of the Supreme Court's verdict, but will willy-nilly face litigation, unscrupulous elements making demands, or maybe some kind of victimization in future, and this issue will not end.
Sure.
And you know, it is going to put people on the back foot. What should people do? What should they believe? Should they believe the government? If they don't believe the government, no scheme will work, whether it is this scheme or bearer bond scheme or PM CARES or whatever it is.
Sure.
Therefore, according to me, the court should have struck a balance and should have made it prospective, as you said in the beginning.
But sir, on the other hand, the Supreme Court in its original order said, and I quote, political contributions give a seat at the table to the contributor. This access also translates into influence over policy making. In other words, sir, if I were to pay you money, I expect you to do something for me. Therefore, shouldn't the voter get to know who is paying political parties? Why oppose this?
So, Vishnu, I agree with you, but the industry and the donors are caught between the devil and the deep sea. See, it's a battle between the PIL chaps and the government and those who bat for transparency over secrecy. Fine, let that go on. But now if the battle is going to take 5 years or 6 years, and meantime the scheme is operative, either the Supreme Court should have suspended the operation of the scheme, that nobody from 2019 will partake in the scheme. The Supreme Court could have stayed it. The Supreme Court allowed it to function. People were making contributions. There's no point saying that you make a contribution, but I'll decide after 5 years or 7 years, and then retrospectively, you know, your rights will be unsettled. So the correct thing should have been, if it is so pernicious and will lead to, I mean, various imponderables, so to say, the Supreme Court could have suspended the operation of the scheme from 2019, only it was launched in 18. 19, an interim order was made. Only some people would have bought in the first year. People are cautious. So 19, it could have been stayed. It would have remained stayed till 24. And then a verdict would have come where the damage would have been minimal. Today, the damage is incalculable.
No, and that's my next question to you. When you say the damage is incalculable, do you believe that the full revelation, when it appears perhaps on Thursday or by Friday morning, will result in PIL after PIL and companies being chased and allegations and accusations being made?
I have no doubt. You see, you want to join two dots. Even if the dots are not capable of being joined, as I told you, who is to stop an unscrupulous chap filing a PIL? Large number of PILs are bogus. They are motivated. Let me tell you that. That's what I face every day. And large amount of time of the court is wasted in these fake PILs where people want to settle scores. So, suppose I have given money to a party. And suppose I had get a clearance to put up a factory after 3 months or 6 months. It may or may not be, you see, a consequence of that. But it will certainly be argued, look, there's a straight quid pro quo. You gave money on December 1 and you got clearance to put up a factory on March 1. So it's a case of corruption. Corruption means Prevention of Corruption Act. So let there be an inquiry as to which is the authority in the government which did it, which government, this, that, this, which hand will go on, and let there be a criminal case against these kind of people. So it's going to create havoc. So, you know, transparency by itself cannot lead to a situation where it's going to create havoc. And ultimately, Vishnu, this pushes back the economy. We have foreign investors. It's not only domestic industry. There are a huge number of foreign investors who have tied up with Indian companies. They are JVs of thousands of crores manufacturing very critical items, including, let's say, items for the military. I mean, I am doing cases in the Supreme Court for supply of military items and in some other context. These are very critical aspects. What are you going to tell a foreign investor? Oh, you have invested, but in the company gave 1 crore as donation. Now, the whole sort of, as I say, chitta khulega, and then you please go on facing for the next 10 years. That is, I mean, completely unacceptable.
What some political parties have done, for example, the DMK, is that they've actually openly disclosed, saying that, look, this is the funding which I got from X, Y, and Z. Do you believe that How would you react to that now taking place even before this order?
If the scheme was to maintain this secrecy in order to root out black money, which was the object, right? If this was so, then everybody should have kept it under wraps. Money comes in the form of white money. It roots out black money. The party concerned gets money, puts in a bank account. Money comes into the system. So it's a win-win for all. Therefore, nobody should have, disclosed it. But now, how can you blame the parties who have disclosed? Because the Supreme Court has said that the scheme is unlawful. And the Supreme Court is directing SBI to, give all disclosures. Then why blame the parties? Now it's all in the open, fun for all.
One final question, and this is more of a legal point. Yesterday, the Chief Justice said, and I quote, the SBI's attitude seems to be, you tell us what to disclose, we will disclose. That does not seem to be fair. When we say all details, it includes all conceivable details, all conceivable data. Do you sense, sir, that there was some sort of resistance from the SBI despite the orders of the Supreme Court? And I ask this from a legal standpoint. I know the side you're representing. I'm just trying to understand how this plays out.
I don't think there was any deliberate attempt on part of SBI to stonewall it. SBI is a government bank. It should have nothing to hide. It is only kind of a bookkeeper who buys, who sells.
Right.
They really said that they never thought that the idea is to link by giving alphanumericals. The idea was at best to give the donors and give the recipients and then push it that way. That's how it happened.
All right, Mr. Rothke, thanks very much for speaking to us, explaining your concerns in this particular case. Thanks very much indeed.